Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Friday, October the 13th, 2023. I'll repeat it, Friday the 13th, 2023. And besides being Friday the 13th, we're going to have an event tomorrow. And it's going to be, I don't know what it's going to turn out to be, but whoever dreamed this up needs to be arrested immediately, and it needs to be stopped. But the United States government, we're going to have an eclipse tomorrow. An eclipse, folks. Some kind of big solar eclipse. Now that means the moon's going to be between the sun and earth. And it's going to be dark tomorrow at some point in time. I forgot what the time is. Maybe my guest, Nicole Powers, knows. But here's the event. People need to be arrested. This operation needs to be stopped immediately. They're going to shoot 3 nuclear missiles at the moon tomorrow, folks, during the eclipse. They're going to shoot 3 nuclear missiles at the moon and hit the moon tomorrow during the eclipse. What kind of psychopaths are these? More Faucis dreaming up shit? It's beyond belief. Now, they shot a nuke at the moon years ago. And this would have been around 2010 or somewhere thereabouts. And I had for for an hour and a half all this big to-do on TVs about shooting a nuke at the moon and collecting and shooting another rocket behind it with a satellite to collect dust off the moon. We've already been to the moon. They know what's up there. But they claim this. What they did is they moved the moon out of orbit. And the moon's full. And it would always be full for a few days, and then, you know, it wanders off, and it doesn't shine as bright, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, but you still see it at night. You don't see it now, since they shot that nuke up there and hit it and moved it out of orbit. What it does is it shines for 3 or 4 days during full moons. Thereafter, it starts dropping off drastically. And it follows down if you watch it when you don't see the moon out at night. If you watch the sun as it goes down, look up, the moon's falling behind. It's dropping right in behind. It's following the sun around. It moved it that much out of orbit. What's 3 nukes going to do tomorrow hitting it during an eclipse? Think about that, folks. 3 nukes going off. This is beyond belief. This is insanity what's going to happen. I mean, we could have a huge meltdown, and I'll bring that to you because I'm going to do another show today with Joe. Professor Joe has been studying this since he found out about it, and I found out about it. And I'll bring you Phantom and what's said in that. These are prophecies years ago someone had. I mean, it's like a big meltdown at once. We're going to have possibility of major earthquakes. We're going to have tidal waves. We're going to have coastlines disappear. The Gulf of Mexico could possibly open up to the Great Lakes. I mean, we're going to have some serious shit going to happen. Supposedly during this period of time called the end time prophecies and revelations and other things. But this is very serious. This is, I mean, what is being played out is demonic. And they're the players. And they're the ones that have changed all the Bibles and rolled all the bull and everything else, and they're the ones in control. And they're blowing off nukes on the moon tomorrow during an eclipse. Watch out, folks. It'll be a dangerous day. With that said, I have my special honored guest, Nicole Powers, and she has her website, witnessspeaks.com, and she's going to be delivering a report every Friday for us. And tell us what the latest is. So, therefore, I'm honored to have you, Nicole.
Thank you, Stu. I'm honored to be in your program. And I am very anxious to give you and your audience all the exciting news that's happening. Some of it we can be thankful that we have good people in the right places to fight the cause of freedom and justice. And I'll start up with one hat. Destroy, pretty much, yes,
I may, for a moment, Nicole, for the listeners, the U.S. military has the right to do that underneath their status, should we say, as a protection for the country. Go ahead to execute. If they got the evidence, they can execute you if you've done something treasonous. Okay? They can take you down. Anyway, go ahead. His body did what?
It burst into flames.
Oh my God. What, they have an alien? A demon?
What'd they have?
Oh my God.
Follows the internet. He called China to make a case of buying
if I may, for a moment, Nicole, if I may, hold your thought right there for a second. The military, once again, the military cleans itself up, and it has the right to execute those that do wrong. It has its own court system, okay, and it works in the military. They don't put up with this thing, because I served in the Marine Corps, I'm telling you, and that's where the executions come from. That's where it's out of office, it's where Trump's attorney, the female, got him out of trouble. Ended up Trump's attorney, but it was General Michael Flynn's attorney. When Otis Johnson was killed, super spook that I knew, NSA, and he was after Mueller, and he said, "Don't worry about Mueller, Stu. If he doesn't do his job, I'm going to be arresting him." He was working for Michael Flynn, and then he gets killed, and Michael Flynn, 2 weeks later, was falsely indicted, okay? And so he had to resign his position as National Security Chief, and that's when he hired the female. Later, he hired one firm, and they didn't do anything for him, so he ended up hiring this female, former JAG officer, okay? And she was the attorney. What's her name? I got a picture of her on the front of my website. I'm having a brain fart thinking of her name. But she ended up later working for Trump. But what was the reason I brought this up? I'm having a brain fart. It was in relationship to what you were discussing. Oh, it was about the military. But the military is like a government of its own, but it's here to protect the people in the United States. And people have to understand that. So these things do happen. They do execute people. Okay, so some of this stuff on Real Raw News by Baxter, and I know who he is, in my opinion, is real. Now, Milley, yes, they were after the General Milley you've been talking about, correct? Yeah, they've been after him for a long time. I've been aware of that through some intelligence sources, okay? That they were going to bring him down at some point. Well, I believe they probably got him. I say to Milley, enjoy meeting Satan, fucker. You know? Okay, go ahead.
Woman is being wanted,
Now, what state was that in? What state are you talking about? Which one? Which state is this? Is this South Carolina or whatever it is?
Georgia.
Okay, go ahead. Hang on for a minute. Jim Jordan's the head of the Congressional Judiciary Committee, folks. He has the power, I mean, to shut him down, and he can't shut him down. I mean, that's very serious. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Military support because the Middle East conflict, and the U.S. has been very understood.
Israel has the problem with Hamas. Now, Hamas was created by the Israeli Mossad folks as a diversion to use publicly to say it was the Palestinians. Now, people have to go back to some history here, and it comes to a professor at the University of Jerusalem, and he also was a professor here in the United States at not Harvard, but one of the major universities. And he did a video, and I had it on my website. And they took it off of YouTube, and I should have, made a copy of it, and that way it would play. But he got $5 million grant to do a study on the DNA of the true Israelis of ancient times, true Hebrew bloodline. And he found out that 92% of the Palestinians were true Hebrew bloodline. And he found out that the ones that are in Israel, calling themselves Jewish, Jews, it was about 92% of them do not have the Hebrew bloodline in them, but they have the Ukrainian bloodline, the European bloodline in them, that have gathered to Israel and call themselves Jews. Now, that was an interesting study. Now, why is it that Israel, we have to ask the question, the history of this country, what is it on its flag? They call it the Star of David. David had no star. It looks to me like it's a satanic symbol. But if we go to the ones that created it, Michael Harari, General Raphael Atan, and that fucker came after me trying to murder me in 1994 or 1995. It was very serious. But anyway, and I was driving 140 miles an hour in a new Pontiac I had, and doing speeches all around the country, and he's on me with another agent of his, and they're going to get rid of me, and I got word about it. Watch out for this cat and gator. Anyway, he couldn't keep up with me in his old Ford, but this guy, they were the ones, and it was not General Raphael Atan, but Mike Herrera's father was involved with General Raphael Atan and others that captured true Hebrews and gave them to Adolf Hitler. Okay, true Hebrew bloodline. And they were involved in that. They're the ones that created Israel in 1947. They claim it was 1948 that the UN accepted them as a nation. Now, they slaughtered. They came in and slaughtered when they took over Palestine at the time, which now they call Israel. They slaughtered 40,000 of them, put them in mass graves, the true Hebrews, and drove them into the West Bank of what they call now Palestine. Okay? And the West Bank is controlled, the whole area is controlled, the whole Gulf is controlled, everything, where they can't get shipping in there. Cynthia McKinney went over on a trip there one time, was arrested illegally and held for a day or something, when they were trying to get cargo in there, you know, to feed the people that needed to be, that were hungry and homeless. But along the Gulf there, all those oil wells, all that undersea wells, is controlled by Larry Mizell of Denver, Colorado, the money broker, one of the 12 disciples of Satan, the one that took over for my ex-father-in-law, that alien jumped out of. They call them aliens, but they're fallen angels, jumped out into Mizell. And Mizell's in control of $150 trillion right now. He has the largest bank, which is BlackRock, Blackstone, controls U.S. Treasury, and he controls HSBC Bank through Great West Life out of Denver, the largest bank in the world, to give you an idea how powerful and how much money they have. But here's what it comes down to in Israel, and he owns all those oil wells along the Palestinian coast right now. He controls Bibi Netanyahu. He's one of the controllers. He controls the oil in Israel. He controls property, businesses, the Bank of Israel. He controls. Took it over in 2006. It had never been privately owned. Larry Mizell owns it. Now, Mizell's in a picture on my website, along with some rabbi out of Denver, Colorado, and him and Bibi all sitting together. There's a couple different pictures showing with them. Now, the problem is, it's certain Jews in other countries, like in America. You got Rothschild, Rockefeller, you got the 12 Disciples of Satan, Patrick Wu of China, Ansgar Ben-Sri, the head rabbi in Israel, Warburg, the list goes on. Rothschild, Rockefeller, Mizell, 12 Disciples of Satan control all the money of the world. Well, they're all Jews. They all have a Jewish bloodline in them, which is that Hebrew bloodline, or not Hebrew, but bloodline coming out of Europe. And it comes out of the Ukraine, which is very interesting, which is part of Greater Israel, a place for them to run back to if they get blown to hell there in the Middle East, which they're probably going to end up doing. But this brings about the Antichrist. This whole game is to bring about the Antichrist right now, in my opinion, to bring in and declare war against the world, is what it is. And it's happening right before our eyes. It's very dangerous what we're into right now because of Israel and the games that they are playing. And the United States is playing right into it with Biden in there. It's part of the game. And we're in a very dangerous situation right now. This whole thing can blow up into World War III. Now, what's interesting is Joe sent me the reports on it. They're on my website in the breaking news column. And it shows that there's 5 million Chinese troops in the United States. 5 million Chinese troops in the United States right now. And there's a Chinese police station in New York. It's unbelievable, folks. I mean, why are they inside the United States? Who's allowed them to come in the United States? Joe Biden. The Biden administration, period. Part of the Antichrist, in my opinion. We're in a very dangerous time. Go ahead, Nicole. His son-in-law, Yeah, now, a lot of people, you know, and they're talking about that embassy, whoever it was, they're claiming that, you know, whoever it is tied to the Antichrist, who allows an embassy to be put in Jerusalem. Because, see, that was part of the agreement in the Camp David Accords and so forth, and agreement that we've had made and the whole bit under Jimmy Carter and the whole bit. It's all tied to that. And we weren't supposed to... Nicole, excuse me. I'm gonna have to step out for a moment. Something's going on pertaining to a plumber. But anyway, I want you to continue, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay.
Nicole?
Yeah, I'm
good. Oh, you are? Okay,
good.
Okay, good. Yes, I'm sorry, folks. And I'm sorry, Nicole. We got a plumbing problem out here, and I gotta get off here with you. But Nicole, I want to thank you for being on and giving your report today. Now, Nicole, you have for listeners, if they want to ask you questions or send you a message or send you an update or something, because you're going to be a regular on here on Fridays. We created a email account, NicolePowers@stewweb.com, folks. NicolePowers@stewweb.com. You can reach her there or send comments to her there from the show. And you have a website. You have a website as well. WitnessSpeaks.com. Okay. Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate it. Have a good one. Okay, bye.